Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show, you guys. How's it going out there? How you guys doing? Big weekend here, Earful in the Emerald City. You're listening right now. I'm Slim. This is Shoddy over here.
What's up, everyone?
We're not Slim Shady, not the greatest rapper of all time. No, Slim and Shoddy, all right? Thanks for tuning in, guys. We got a pretty good show for you here. We got a big Halloween recap weekend. See how crazy you guys got out there. See what you guys got into. All those goofy outfits. All those slutty fill-in whatever it is. Doesn't matter. You're looking good, ladies. Well
slutty
done again.
White women.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, this is their night. This is their night. Lindsay Lohan, she said it. She's the girl, too. She's the authority when it comes to this kind of stuff. But
No,
crazy weekend here in the Northwest, though. Man, we had some, if you didn't know, guys, it's fall. Right in the face, motherfuckers. It got wild this weekend.
Seattle weather is fucking back, baby.
It is. It is. God, it's that rain. It's not just the rain, though. They're giving you everything. It's the rain that gets you right in your stupid fucking face. It's hitting you in your, it doesn't matter if you have a cap on, umbrella. It doesn't matter. This stuff, sometimes it's going upwards, all right? Sometimes it's I don't know what it's doing, bouncing off the ground, but it's hitting you in your face no matter what way you're looking.
Rainy and cloudy so much, it makes you want to slit your fucking wrists.
Hey, you know, it's all about embracing it, man. About embracing it.
Don't this go shit, out there and slit your wrist.
This
please.
Shit keeps you strong. It lets you know who's in charge. All right. This fuck. You can get your ass kicked by Mother Nature. All right. You watch your mouth, boy. You watch your fucking
boy,
mouth over
the
there.
Fuck
all right.
You calling boy, man. This ain't roots. This ain't roots and shit. I ain't gonna go out there and pick your fucking cotton.
She will kick your ass, man. All right. Don't test
watch
her.
Your,
Mother man. Nature is a bitch.
Okay. This ain't roots and shit.
Oh man, no. It'll keep you honest though, man. It's good for you. It's good for the soul, I think, in the long run.
Yeah.
But it was crazy weekend with the weather. Had the Halloween weekend. Oh man, people are partying, going out. It was obviously hard even to get a cab anywhere, like it always is. I mean, the Saturday night, people, you know, even the lazy fucking assholes don't even have an excuse when Halloween falls on Saturday night. And believe me, because I know I hang out with a lot of them. But what did you get into this weekend, man? What was your weekend like?
Man, so I went to, after I got off work, I went to Mustard Seed Pub in Bellevue. By the way,
Mustard Seed, is that all vegan? I've never heard of that joint.
No, it's a sports bar. And by the way, if you're a big Green Bay Packers fan, if you're living in the area, or you're coming to visit, to Seattle, I suggest you go there. That is an official Northwest Packers bar.
Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, discount double check Aaron Rodgers. So, if you are a big ass Packers fan, that is an official Northwest Packers bar. But anyway, so guess what I dressed up as?
Man, I wanted to say Bill Cosby a few months ago, but
fuck you, man.
I don't know now.
I don't need drugs to get my white women. I don't need drugs to get my white women.
It's that Southern Texas in him. It's that Texas in him.
Yeah, man, fuck. I ain't got no Texan accent. I ain't got no goddamn Texan accent. Yeah. But anyway, no. So I went as Homer Simpson. And I just, you know, it was the cheapest fucking costume for me. I only bought the mask and I bought yellow sleeves. And I wore a white t-shirt and jeans. And so I went. And people were so astonished with my mask, and you know they thought it was cool. And then, like an hour later, this motherfucker came in. He came in with a Homer Simpson costume, but it was inflated. It had a built-in fan.
Oh, you gotta have the fatness.
Yeah, I'm like a husky Homer Simpson, and this guy's like the actual Homer Simpson.
Mm.
So the bar had a Halloween costume contest. It was only for $50, so I wasn't tripping. But the motherfucker won.
It's you got your vote stolen, man. That's what happened. You know, you guys were repping two Homers.
This bitch came an hour later and stole my fucking thunder. That's what it was.
They didn't say there wasn't Homer one, Homer two. You know, they all pooled into the same pot there.
Yeah, and technically, I was Homer fucking one because I came in first.
Yeah, you beat him to the bar, so yeah. Technically, you should have been number one.
Yeah,
should have gone in chronological order.
That motherfucker won.
Oh man,
it really pissed me
off.
Wait,
was he a white guy?
Yeah, he was white.
Oh, so he got the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He got the tiebreaker.
Man. But anyway.
Homer's a white guy. Homer's a white guy.
But we're also watching the Wazoo game, too. Washington State.
And crazy weekend for football.
Yeah, no shit. And we'll get in that later. But I want to – the Wazoo game. You know, and, you know, if you don't know, I'm a big Texas Tech guy. And
Rick Mike, and Tech.
Yeah. And Mike Leach is the – he's the head coach for Wazoo. So, and I'm a big, and you know, he was at Texas Tech before he came to Washington State. So we're watching the Washington State Stanford game, and they're marching down to Stanford's territory, and they're kicking and they go for a field goal, 30-28, and he fucking hooks it. The fucking kicker hooks it. You have one fucking job and you hook it. And we were talking about, man, we're going to go to Pullman and fucking party if they win. We don't give a fuck how far it is. Those motherfuckers.
He would have done it.
Yeah, I'm serious. We would have fucking done it. We would have gone out there and partied because they would have partied all night. I heard it's a big ass college town. I really want to go out there and visit Pullman sometime. But it was fun. There was some Wazoo alumni and they were pretty pissed off when he missed it. One dude's like, "You had one fucking job." You had one fucking job. I bet that kicker's Halloween sucked.
Dude, he folded, man. You know, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Origami.
Halloween's like a popular night to get laid. I bet he didn't.
Oh, no. He definitely wasn't getting a Hummer that night. But he would have if he made that kick, that's for sure. But that was close. It was down to the wire, man. They put up a good fight. It's so funny, the hatred between the Huskies and the Wazoo people in this state. It fucking just kills me. It's the UW has they're gonna sneak into some they're gonna sneak into the fucking fucking auto parts of Southern Michigan Bowl this fucking year if they're lucky. All right, they got nothing going for them. The Cougars, if they win this game, they actually get somewhere and they beat a big team. But the fucking Huskies people, they still want them to lose. They don't care. It's like, it's all about their, no, fuck those guys. Fuck those guys. They suck. We're good. Next year, we'll get them next year. It's just like, why can't you just root for the team that has a shot to fucking do something, all right? These guys have been shitty for 5-6 years now. I mean, they fucking cooged it again here, unfortunately, but
yeah,
it's like, God, where's the love, people? Jesus.
I heard that's what Wazoo calls it when Wazoo chokes, cooged it.
Oh, that's a well-known term around here. Unfortunately, they've been bad since Ryan Leaf. You know, we've never been the same. We've never been the same.
Well, they're only 5-3.
Well, I mean, they would have been 6-2. They won that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a good record in a Pac-12 was good. You know, maybe everybody's showing some weakness at this point. The fact that we even had a chance of beating them, so maybe we're not as strong as we think. But it was a crazy weekend for football. I tell you.
What did you think? Did you watch the Duke and Miami finish?
No,
with the
one
the eight laterals.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my! Did you? But you know what's crazy about that? This morning, we're recording this Sunday, so we got word that the ACC, the Atlantic, the conference, they suspended the refs from that game for botch officiating. Basically, at the end of the game, when they were reviewing the laterals, and it took them nearly like 3 to 5 minutes. I'm sorry, not for 10-15 minutes. That's pretty fucking ridiculous. But it took them like at least 5 minutes to announce. You know, hey, is it official? Was there no flags? Was there no penalties? But I mean, and. Yeah, and I mean they escaped. They got away with murder. They got away like OJ.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that most college refs at this point are put in job placement programs that are run by bookies. All right, these guys are a fucking joke. Some of the calls they make are just ridiculous. They obviously have an agenda that they're pushing here. It's like they want the storyline to play out here, and the fucking refs are playing right into it. These guys, they should all be investigated. It's fucking ridiculous. But DraftKings, though, people. DraftKings.
Oh my
Pick
God.
Your favorite players. Play this weekend. It's not gambling. It's not gambling, people. All right? It's skill-based.
Do not listen to Slim.
Skill-based, all right?
He obviously wants you to get fucking
rested. Some people have won. Most people lose $100. No, we're not sponsored by those guys, but no, it was a good football weekend. You didn't get to see any of that Hawks game, but that was. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest here. You picked a good one to miss because that was pretty goddamn boring. I mean, we got the W. It was pretty grotesque. We missed a field goal, something we never do. It's like we always find a way to keep the other team in the game. You know, I mean, if the defense is playing good, if we get any offense. It seems like we're unbeatable. It seems like no one can touch us, but defense plays good, and then we have all these other catastrophes going on in other places, getting field goals blocked. They got it done, so I got to give the guys credit, and it was a big win, you know, keeping us in the playoff hunt. Luckily, unfortunately, the Cardinals won too, but we're still close. We got two games against them, so we got a shot.
About that, Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald's on my fantasy team.
That's going to be a tumultuous week here on the podcast, folks. Be ready.
Back to the Seahawks and Cowboys game. You know, I did hear that the woman beater. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Greg Hardy.
Ooh, see, you got to be more specific when we're talking NFL football.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be more specific.
Yeah, I heard he got hurt, and unfortunately, he came back. But you know, that guy's a piece of shit. Sorry.
He is a piece of shit, but I got to give him credit where credit's due. That big motherfucker had some twinkle toes going earlier today. Get that pick six. That was quite the play. I mean, that was the only reason the game was as close as it was. They nobody could establish anything. We were just hitting more field goals, but we got to just take wins this season any way we can get them, especially on the road, especially against a team like Dallas, you know, America's team. You know, so it was good. The guys got it done, and it's looking like they're starting to peak right at the right time here. So this has been a pretty well-known formula for them. Let's see if they can keep it up again this year.
Dallas is America's team in their own mind.
Yeah, well, yeah. They got the biggest flat-screen TV for they ain't for no reason, though. Those motherfuckers got some cash to burn.
I would just like to use that TV to play some Madden or NBA Live on.
Oh my God, Call of Duty. Ooh.
Holy shit!
My nephew, he's prepubescent, but he just came in his pants. If he would have heard this, God damn, that motherfucker's always gaming.
So on our Twitter account. By the way, if you're not following our fucking Twitter account, which you should, it's
Earful
in E City. Sorry for the cheap ass plug there, but yeah. Earlier last week, we saw that some porn stars were following us.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Yeah. And I told you, man, when I dropped in last week that I was in a little flick, you know, back in the day, black guys and Asian, you know. Yeah.
If you guys didn't look, check it out, look into it.
No, but anyway, we are... we had some porn stars following us for a bit.
Man, I got
on Twitter.
I got super excited when I heard about this.
Slim did.
Oh God! No, it was crazy. We had a handful of them. I'm guessing at this point it was just some spammers. But man, we had something going there. We had the old Holly Halston and a couple of other less known namers, but definitely had some followers though. So that was pretty funny. But check the next day. And we were blocked. Not only did we lose them, but we blocked them, and we got blocked. It was quite the emotional roller coaster in one day's time. You know, I mean,
it's pretty fucking ironic that the porn stars blocked us when it's usually people block porn stars.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know? And all I told her is I wanted to fuck the shit out of her ear, you know? But, I mean, I didn't think that was that big of a deal. I don't know. I mean, she's a porn star. But, no, that was...
Slim. Slim. You can't get in a porn star's pants by saying that. You know, how many times do you think they hear that shit on a daily basis?
Man, who knows? Who knows? Probably always getting offered.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I did some research, so I looked into it. These were some legitimate people, you know. I spent some time. Spent a lot of lotion, too, but mostly time.
That's but, gross.
Yeah, no.
That is fucking gross.
But,
I don't want to know that. Do you have a specific favorite... Do you have a favorite porn star?
You know, it's like pizza. It's like... Can you really say what your favorite pizza is? I mean, they're all fucking great. Every single one. You know, what's a bad pizza?
Everyone has a
Give me a break.
Every male has a favorite porn star.
Every kind of pizza you can eat, okay? Yeah, maybe they're not all worth eating in the porn star category, if you know what I mean. But, the fact that we have the ability to see a video anytime we want in the palm of our hands, sitting in our pocket... It's an incredible time for masturbation, folks. Let's be honest about it here. We're breaking down boundaries every single day. But no, it was it's fun to watch that stuff. But a little bit of a roller coaster there. But that's all right. We're gonna build it up there.
Hopefully, we'll get some real porn stars to follow us.
Yeah, not these fake ones. Yeah. Fucking bitches.
Yeah. I still think it's pretty ironic that they blocked us, and it's usually people blocking porn stars.
Yeah. Jeez, I mean, what, you know, Holly, if you're listening, we're sorry what we said. You know, we'll make it up to you. We promise. All right, just come back to us. We need
Slim
you.
Slim is looking for a date, we Holly. So please,
yeah,
please, you know, help this poor soul over here. You know, he'll stop calling me at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Ask me, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you up? Because we all know what those text messages lead to. I'm like...
It's getting sad, folks.
Yeah. I'm like... And he asked me something. Hey, Shoddy, you been working out? I'm like, what the fuck are you... The fuck are you talking about, man? Man, shit.
The worst part is I know he hasn't been working out.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you. Hey, and speaking of... speaking of that, you know, it's November. The holiday season officially started back in October, but it's November. Yeah. It's November. A few weeks away, it's Thanksgiving. But, you know, I know that Slim here...
The
does
holidays
not have
a, are upon us.
Exactly. And I know that Slim here, because, you know, he doesn't eat meat. He just beats it a lot. But...
There's a difference.
It's difficult... In my opinion, it's difficult to eat healthy, stay healthy, because, you know, this is a time where grocery stores, restaurants, bars, pubs, this is when they all make their fucking money, because people are out there, this is when people want to go out and spend money, mm-hmm. You know, they want to go out, have a good time, you know, get that holiday feel out, you know, outside, and, you know, Slim, like, even though, you know, you haven't gained a pound since you were 15 years old, how unhealthy do you eat during this time of the year?
When you have drinks like eggnog that people actually choose as their first beverage of choice, that's when you know gluttony is around and the holidays are here.
Exactly.
All right. You can't. Eggnog wouldn't last a fucking minute in summertime. All right. No one's going to drink goddamn eggnog. Are you kidding me? No. It's fucking disgusting. There's many better things to drink out there. So that just shows you what kind of shit is going on and how hard it is to fucking even keep any kind of straight and narrow when it comes to drinking, when it comes to eating, doing all that shit. But, you know, the most unhealthy way to eat, in my opinion, is to overeat. You know, we can work off of less. Less can be more, people. You know, it's just kind of trying to moderate yourself a little bit. You know, keeping it to two or three glasses of eggnog. Oh God,
I'm way over average.
It's tough, like, though, man. Everybody's back around, you know. Everybody's wants to have fun. People are stressed out. That's why people are spending money, drinking. That's why they're doing all that stuff, is because they're trying to forget all their fucking problems and all the bullshit and how hard it's going to be to find a goddamn parking spot at Alderwood Mall. You know, it's just, it's crazy time, but.
Well, I usually shop at Bellevue Square.
Mm.
I'm around the high class white folks.
I didn't know there was a Salvation Army over there.
And bitch, just because I'm wearing a white tee doesn't mean I shop at Salvation Army.
In my white tee.
Yeah, in my white tee. Yep, in my white.
Filming podcasts.
Yep, yep. He's working hard.
Yeah. He's a hard working guy.
Yeah, but no, I mean, back to that. I mean, it's real difficult, man, because you get the sweets, Thanksgiving food, and you know, Thanksgiving leftovers for me last for like 2 weeks. You know, and I'm just eating that shit. You know, and then and December comes around, and you know, candy, sweets, eggnog, and brandy. I drink that shit almost every day, like fucking candy.
Yikes.
And, you know, it's just fucking difficult for me, you know. So, what, Slim, do you have any tips of what I can do to, you know, to balance it out? I'm gonna eat fucking unhealthy. I am. Like, it, you know, I can't stay on a strict diet during this time.
Mm-hmm. So it's tough. It's tough.
It is. So what should I do?
The easiest thing, one of the easiest things you can do, in my humble opinion, okay, I'm no dietitian here, you guys. I'm just a skinny prick. All right. That's the only thing I'm certified in.
Yeah.
But in my humble opinion, the easiest thing you can do is throw in a salad from time to time. Just throw in a salad. Put a little grilled chicken breast on there if you want. Get some salmon, some grilled salmon. If people are doing salmon right and it's fresh, freshly sourced, local, that shit is delicious when it's cooked properly. You know, get this piece of salmon on there. Get that house salad with the salmon, the chicken, and that'll fill you up, you know? You might not be stuffed to the gills. You might not go comatose, but you're going to be full, and that's a pretty good meal. That'll give you some energy to work off of, you know? You just got to slip one in every once in a while. That's an easy thing. It's just avoiding the fucking shit, you know? Just look at something before you stick it in your mouth and say, what the fuck is this?
Time out.
What the fuck is this thing I'm about to shove in my face?
Can I fry
right
a salmon?
In my goddamn pie hole?
Can I
what
fry
is
a
this
salmon?
Thing? I'm sure there's a way to do it. I haven't got
I
too
mean,
crazy.
Well, I mean, will that break my healthy? I mean,
what are you gonna do some kind of crusting? I mean, it's not gonna turn out as good as the cod, you know. But hey, you're making a step in the right direction there, and baby steps count too, my friend.
They do.
But they do. No, just watch the portions and try to take it easy if you can. And just don't put fucking shit. I got a buddy. We used to call him Fat Trav in high school.
Wow.
Guy got big, okay? He's not tall. He was a nice guy. Guy got big. He was kind of an asshole, actually, back in the day. So we called him Fat just to kind of fuck with him. But he quit drinking recently. He quit drinking and lost a bunch of weight, and I talked to him, and I was like, hey, man, well, you look great. What are you doing? You know, he lost like 60 pounds, 70 pounds. I go, you've been working out? What's the plan? How'd you do it? He goes, he looks at me kind of last, he goes, no, I haven't been fucking working out at all. I hate working out. He goes, all I've been doing is just haven't been drinking and quit eating shitty food. The two things he did, and the motherfucker lost almost 70 pounds. He was looking slim as shit. He's put a little bit back on, but you know what? He was almost unhealthy how quick he had lost an 8-year-old child from him as a person. I mean, it was insane. And all he did was watch his diet and quit drinking booze. I mean, it's you just got to fucking get the momentum going, people. You just got to get that positive momentum going. And once it starts, it'll get a little bit easier every time.
I agree. A woman I used to work with in a restaurant at a steakhouse, all she did was watch her portions and stop drinking, and she eventually lost all this weight. So it was pretty cool.
It's, you know, there's a million things to get addicted on out there, a million different things that people can get addicted on in this world, and the most convenient and the one you're going to run into the most often is food. And if you don't think that food can turn into an addiction, you're wrong. You know, you're wrong. It's like the same for me with comedy. You know, you kind of got this hole and you're stuffing something in it. And for me, I'm trying to stuff some funny stories, some funny jokes, just make sure people have a good time and enjoy themselves. I'm trying to stuff that into that hole. But for other people, they're just stuffing McDonald's cheeseburgers, you know? And I read an article this week, actually. I was looking and doing some fast food investigating, you know? And guy had a McDonald's cheeseburger, left it in his coat jacket, didn't wear the coat forever. You know, everybody's got that jacket in the closet they never wear. You know, it's back there. You know it's there, but you don't pull it out ever unless it's one of the biggest storms in, you know, 5 years. But reaches into the jacket, has a cheeseburger from 15 years earlier, and the thing looks exactly the same. Looks almost exactly the same as when it was purchased.
That's fucking amazing.
I mean, why can't we use those kind of preservatives on in person? You know, why can't you look that good in 15 years from eating McDonald's? Why doesn't it work that way? You know, I don't understand. It's crazy, but
it's like my obsession with white women.
They'll get you.
Yeah. I mean, my girlfriend, for instance, man, I mean, I'm addicted to her, you know, and
before her, man, it was rough. It was sad. Like I had to go to White Women Anonymous, and there was,
WWA.
Yeah. White women. And there was, you know, about a dozen other black men there just, it was sad, and they're addicted to white women, you know, and there was one that said his name was Tyrone. He said, my name's Tyrone, and I'm addicted to white women, and because of that, my wallet is empty. My wallet is empty on an empty basis. Those damn snow bunnies.
Mm. You know, white women are great at making you feel guilty and feeling privileged just for the ability to be with them. They're great at that, you know. You're lucky to have this motherfucker, all right? The privilege level as far as women goes is by far through the roof with the white chicks, you know, from what I've seen out there. I mean, that's why I stick to the Asians. They're easy to get along with, you know. They know what they're doing right now. I mean, they're taking over in this city. I talked to my buddy about this, and he doesn't think it's as prevalent as I do, but they're fucking taking over, in my opinion. I mean, to be a cute white, or excuse me, a cute Asian girl right now, the world is your oyster, especially in the city of Seattle. You know, they went through some hard times. Okay, they put up with some shit. They had to deal with the Mongols back in the day. They had to deal with the plague. I mean, they got blamed for the plague. The farming chick's husband died, but she got blamed because she was the one that was that spread it to other people. So they got pinned on them. You got the rape situation in India. You got the birthing rights, which they changed recently. China, you know, they're getting lax in the birthing rights. But, you know, these Asian women have put up with some shit, and because of that, They're rolling in it right now, all right? They're on a gravy train with biscuit wheels at the moment, and the world is their oyster. So, you know, good for them. But the Asian people in general, I mean, they're doing it, man. And you see it a lot over here in Seattle.
I've never been with an Asian woman. Is it true that their pussy's horizontal?
it depends on how late at night it is, you know, and if the lights are on or not. There's a couple more factors there, but no, they got it. This is their enjoy it right now, ladies. All right, nobody gets to be at the top forever. You know, take this from a white guy, a 30-year-old, moderately good-looking white guy. All right, no one stays on top forever, so enjoy it. But what else has been going on, man?
Shit, fucking working and not a damn thing, man. Just drinking on a regular beat. No, not on a regular basis.
Just to get by. Just to get by.
Anyway, to our next subject. I know everyone has seen it. What happened in South Carolina with the...
Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, with the... and excuse us if either of us get carried away with this. The the cop that took down that teenager, you know, she wouldn't get up from her seat. And yes, I know that there was footage that came out later of her showing that she struck the cop. But what I don't get is I still follow news outlets in Texas, because, you know, I used to live there, and, you know, Texas is a very super conservative. So, and I still follow the news outlets on Facebook, and I click on the comments, and I see it. And all I see is, if that was my daughter, I would applaud that cop. That's a crock of shit. Because I guarantee you, and of course, a lot of these people that are saying this, are white. And I guarantee you, if any of those people would have saw their pride and joy, their 16-year-old blonde brunette pride and joy daddy's little girl getting roughed up by an adult that they don't even know, they would flip shit. I guarantee you, if any parent would have done this to their child publicly, CPS would be knocking at their fucking door, taking away their child.
Yeah, no, they probably would. You would definitely be answering some hard, tough questions. This is my thing here, you know. Anytime the police have to be involved in a situation, things are not going to go well a lot of the times, okay? I got pulled over about 2 weeks ago. I used the carpool on-ramp because it's right by my friend's house. It was late at night. It was like 11:30. I hadn't been drinking at all, luckily, and I used the carpool on-ramp. Well, sure enough, once I finally get up to speed and I'm coming from the carpool lane and getting over immediately to get out of the carpool lane, guess what the two cars right behind me are? Both highway patrol, literally the only two cars in my rear view at the moment. So obviously I get pulled over. Well, now that the police are involved, you know what? It sucks. They can be assholes. Sometimes they get to abuse their rights. But that's the one part about their job is that they really enjoy, is the part where they get to fuck with you. And they're going to look for any reason to fuck with you if they can. And so my policy every time is kiss ass. And you know what? That's exactly what I did. The guy said, hey, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, yeah, because I'm a fucking idiot. That's why you pulled me over, because I'm a fucking dumbass. I did that right in front of you. Obviously, it was just me. You know, I was right by my friend's house. There was nobody else around me. And I said, but I told him I'm a fucking idiot. You know, that's why, obviously, you know, I'm not going to, he knows exactly what was going on. He got right behind me. Okay. I just kissed some ass, fucking did what he asked me to. And he said, now, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And again, yeah, obviously I fucked up, man. I blew this one. He said, all right, just get out of here, man. You know, and don't be doing that anymore. Got away without a ticket, you know? And I sat there and I definitely kissed some ass. Okay. I puckered my lips up. I certainly did. But you know what? He didn't fuck with me. He didn't fuck with me. And I didn't fuck with him either. All right. We just understood that he's got the power and I just don't want any trouble. I mean, that's the part of their job that they enjoy, is that's, they have a shitty job. And the part that they enjoy is the part where they get to fucking beat you up because you're being a piece of shit.
Look, I don't think all cops, look, Slim, I don't think all cops are bad. I never said that. But I mean, like I said earlier, if any parent would have done that to their child, CPS would be knocking at their door. So why do people think it's okay that a cop can do that? Why didn't they just call the parents?
Yeah. Well, how long are you going to stop the class though for this one student? You know, I mean, we got to keep things moving here.
No,
I mean,
no, you don't. No, bullshit. You don't fucking treat a teenager like that. Okay. You drag someone. You drag someone like that if they have a bomb or if they're trying to shoot you. She was just sitting at her fucking desk, okay? And, you know, it's bullshit. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, it that really makes me upset. It really does.
You know, he was too rough. I mean, everybody's kind of come to that consensus, you know? Definitely too rough, but the guy got fired. So, I mean, you know, what more do you want? I mean, you can't... Are we going to put this guy through the criminal justice system because he slammed this girl down a little bit too hard?
It pisses me off more that society thinks that a part of society thinks that's okay. Like it scares me. It scares me that we are showing our younger generation that violence or physical altercation has to be the fucking answer every time. I mean, it's a crock of shit. It doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. And it is definitely unfortunate, but I mean, you know, it's just a tough situation. Yeah. I mean, how much time are we going to spend for this one person who's disrupting? You know, you get the principal involved, and you'd hope that it would stop at that point. I mean, most people, you saw your principal, he shows up in the classroom. That's it. Okay. This guy is the ultimate judgment. I mean, he'll suspend you if he wants to. I mean, it's unfortunate that it gets to that point and, you know, guy gets fired and girl gets roughed up. I mean, that's what happens. Nobody came out unscathed on this one. Unfortunately, it's just one of those situations and it's a tough part about being a cop. You know, I mean, he could have gently grabbed her arm, definitely, and might not have escalated. Who knows? She might have swung. I mean, it's just we got to make it so it doesn't come to this point, because these situations don't end well. I mean, that's what we can take away from this, is these don't end well a lot of times, and that's what's shitty about being a cop. You're a professional problem solver. Somebody's being a problem. You need to solve it.
Their job is to defuse the situation, not escalate it.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be a fucking court battle and somebody will probably get a fat check. So everything will be okay. No more feelings will be hurt. But, no, it was...
That girl's life is now tainted. I guarantee she won't be able to trust another cop for quite some time.
That's true.
Come on, man.
No, it is, but I don't think she'll be fucking up in class either, though. Oh. I think.
Well, thank you for putting a smile on my fucking face, you dick.
I think she's gonna put her phone away from the first time next time. she ain't gonna fuck around no more. God damn. No, but
I needed that.
What else has been going on? Oh, they, you know, Speaking of people that we don't like, the GOP debate last night, or a couple nights ago. Got to watch this one. Good old CNBC, the money network, the corporate news broadcasting company. That is CNBC for you folks. All about the dollars, all right? Now, you would have thought that for a GOP, oh, this is a grand slam here. This is a home run. They're going to knock this one out of the park. But there ended up being some controversy, actually. The GOP did not approve of the questions that they were being asked. They didn't like all the questions. And so they were supposed to have another debate later on in the year on NBC. Yeah, that's the world's smallest violin over there playing. And so they withdraw, and they're not going to be playing, doing their next debate on NBC. So they're bitching about the questions. I watched a lot of this. I watched at least three quarters of it up till the end. You know, it got to be too much. I mean, it's blah, blah, blah. They can only spit out the same talking points so many times, and then you're starting to lose brain cells. But they were getting mad about these questions, and it's like, what do you guys want them to do? You want them to tee you up every single question? We got to decide between 11 of you dumbass motherfuckers which one is the least dumbest out of you motherfuckers. So, you know, we can't just ask the T-ball questions, tee up, and give you that perfect time to throw in that line that you've been rehearsing for 3 weeks now. I mean, we got to fucking find out some shit about you, all right? Just test you in some situations with some adversity. And, you know, these guys, the way they reacted was pretty ridiculous. It was soaking up a lot of the spotlight. Was Ted Cruz. This guy brought his sassiness to a whole nother level. I tell
you, what were you telling me about Ted Cruz earlier?
This guy, you know, what I'm
flamboyant, isn't he?
What I've started to learn was when people are really, really opposed to something, you know, this is something I kind of learned from my ex-girlfriend and a couple other people in my lifetime who have had tumultuous relationships with. When somebody's really, really pounding the table about something, about how against something they are,
a lot of times they're actually hugely in favor of that thing that they are pounding their hand on the table against. And for that, I think it might be the old gay marriage issue for old Teddy Cruz here. Because I think he's got a few skeletons in that closet of his, because he was extra sassy the entire time. Extra. I think I even saw a snap at one point. I think there was a snap at one. He, oh my gosh. But they were skipping over him. He was bitching. He was complaining. Oh, these questions, you're making us fight, blah, blah, blah. And then they just passed over him because he spent a minute trying to win some moral justice warrior points. And it kind of backfired on him because he didn't get to give his answer at all. But they, I mean, if anything to take away from this, the big winner of the night was Hillary Clinton. She by far won in this one.
How was Hillary Clinton the winner of the second GOP debate?
It was a cat fight out there, man. It was vicious. People's claws were out. You got the people who are barely hanging in there at all. They're going for a haymaker. They're trying to get a knockout blow, get into the low single digits, and possibly keep their campaign moving. I mean, it was a vicious cat fight in there. I'm not even kidding. Cruz had the claws out all night. You know, he started off with talking about how he wants to drive us home. And, you know, from the way he said it, I think he was insinuating gay sex. I mean, I might have misinterpreted him, but he said it rather softly and well spoken.
Does it bother you that these candidates are, you know, they could possibly be running our country? And but one of their issues are questions coming to them. If they're worried about questions that they're afraid to answer, how do you think they're going to handle national issues, world issues, etc.?
Donald Trump at one point said, "That was a very rude question you just asked there. That was very rude of you." The guy who was talking about Carly Fiorina and said, "Would you want to look at that for the next 4 years?" This guy is standing on the moral high ground here and telling CNBC debate moderators how rude they are. I mean, it was insane.
This is the same guy that says he had a pretty rough life. His dad gave him a small loan of $1 million. And I'm over here when he said that, I'm over here counting my fucking pennies.
Yeah. empty pockets.
Yeah, I'm just like, this motherfucker. God damn it.
Shoddy reached into his pocket earlier, and I think a moth came out and flew away,
no actually.
This guy, we're fucking hurting over here, people. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, only $1 million. Must have been tough.
No, the key word that he... Oh, my God, no.
Starting with the amount people usually don't get
only $1 million
by the time they retire.
Let's capitalize only.
That's it.
Capital O, capital N, capital L, capital Y. Only
just seven only. Figures. All right, oh, that
no
was
big,
it.
No big fucking.
He had to earn the
rest.
$1 million. He had to earn every other dime of it. Yeah, he was good though. He actually had.
Oh, cry me a fucking river, Mr. Trump.
He had some classic Trump though. He got asked a question about gun rights and packing heat, and he said this motherfucker. He said he's packing heat. He said he has his license, he permit. He doesn't always though. Doesn't always pack because he wants to be unpredictable. So you never know what this fucker's up to. All right. But every once in a while, don't test him. Do not test him, though. He did answer pretty well, though. He was talking about his businesses, too, and they said they don't allow guns. He said, "Would you be willing to change that?" And he just said, yeah, I'd be willing to change that. But he was good for a couple of sound bites. I mean, it was entertaining, you know, but God, just the whining about the question, I just couldn't. Just couldn't believe that. I mean, you know, they gave him outs. You know, they didn't give him softball questions. They gave him outs. But the thing that pissed me off, though, is the debate was held in Colorado, right? You know, it was the first city, the first state to legalize marijuana. Well,
Colorado's a conservative state.
Well, so. it's been a fight the last couple of elections. You know, it's been a flip state. So, you know, they've gone back and forth. That's for sure. But, you know, I was upset because they had a good opportunity for these gotcha questions. The state that legalized pot before anybody to get Governor Chris Christie here. Get this guy. This motherfucker is talking about how he wants to crack down on weed. Everybody else is talking about how we need to fucking chill out. on weed. This guy wants to crack down on weed. All right. He doesn't give a shit about fantasy football or DraftKings. Don't worry about these guys who are making money hand over fist right now, fucking robbing people who like to play this stupid ass game. And, but they could have got this guy. Oh my God. That crowd would have fucking booed him out the door. He would have been out of the race. He would have been out of the race after he gave his answer. They would have made him immediately leave the stage. His campaign would have been done. All right, and they missed a big opportunity there to tighten up this race a little bit. I wish they would have gone for that one, but I thought it was pretty good all in all. Rand Paul, he did pretty good. You know, he sticks to the fact. Carson, He's definitely dull. But
the Bible beater?
He's definitely dull, but the guy, you know, he's got his shit together at least. I mean, he knows what's going on.
Wait, time out. You like Ben Carson?
I think if I have to pick between him and Trump, I think I'm going to go with Carson, yeah.
Oh, man.
Carson is the guy, I don't think he's going to fix everything, but I don't think he'll fuck it up too bad either, you know? He's still... probably sticks to his morals and isn't the career politician, you know, and is just a guy
who's a former neurosurgeon.
Try to get some shit done. Who fucking knows, man? They're all playing characters, all right? It's just 11 different characters on the stage. Which one am I going to go with? What's going to be the winning one? Huh?
Yeah, true.
But it's going to be interesting. I don't know. Who fucking knows what's going to happen at this point?
I just think some of the shit that Ben Carson says is pretty ridiculous. Remember what he said about prisoners? People that come out of prison, they're most likely to end up gay.
That's where gayness starts, right? I mean, that's why we've locked them up, isn't it? Isn't that why they're behind bars?
No, they're behind bars because they're criminals. They've done bad shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Crimes.
Real yes.
Crimes. Yeah, real crimes. That's right.
Yes, real crimes.
Not just sodomy.
Yeah. You're fucking gross. Oh my gosh, sodomy. Ugh.
I wonder where they're going to have that last debate, though, you know, now that it's not going to be on CNBC. I'm sure they'll probably do a special edition of Hannity. Oh, I watched that to get some highlights, Hannity. Too. Tucker. They had this guy.
I can't watch Fox News.
Tucker. Oh, my God. You know, they actually had some moderately opinion people, but this Tucker, he's talking about how Telemundo doesn't matter at all. Oh, what the fuck? Telemundo doesn't matter? I was checking their viewership. It's 1.5 million people. But, 1.5 million people don't matter. You know, just sweep them under the rug. I mean, hell, they're all Latinos anyway, so don't worry about 1.5 million people. Those aren't votes that you're going to want to get at all. and they're talking about the wall. Trump, they made a great wall, 13,000 miles. We just need 1,000.
No, I heard something. I heard something very interesting the other day. I heard if Trump gets elected and his immigration plan goes through, the restaurant business nationwide will be ran to the ground. Think about it. What are the majority type of people that work in the back of the house of restaurants?
Lot of Latinos.
Bingo.
Yeah, well, and that's a tough issue. I mean, that's definitely a tough issue. But actually, I've been thinking about this, and I actually have a solution to this one. Okay, they say you got to raise the minimum wage. I agree. You can't. You can't get too crazy, but no one can live off of fucking $10 an hour, okay? And if somebody works full time, you should at least be able to get by. You're not going to get ahead. You're going to be fucking treading water all the time. But if you're going to be making minimum wage, you should at least be able to get by and pay your fucking bills. But so it's definitely got to go up. It needs to be a tiered system, okay? We don't need some 16, 17-year-old kid making 15 bucks an hour, okay? That's fucking bullshit. You're 15, 16 years old. You don't even know what's going on, all right? You should be lucky that you're getting a job. It should be less for these guys. These guys should be making 12, 13. They have no bills at all. They live with their parents. Their parents probably bought them a car.
Okay, I agree.
You're not paying for shit, okay? I'm not saying pay them nothing, but, you know, pay them 10, pay them 11 until they turn 18. 18, then you bump it up to 13 or 14, wherever. And then once you're 21, every 21-year-old should be able to make $15 an hour. I mean, that's a barely livable wage if you're on an incredibly tight budget, because believe you me, people, I've been that way for quite a while.
All
right.
Actually, not all teenagers are not all teenagers are spoiled. You know, I had to buy my first car. My mom and my dad, you know, they make good money, but they didn't hand everything to me. I had to buy my first car. Mm-hmm. I had to pretty much pay myself through college, you know, and there are kids out there who could benefit from making $15-$16 an hour. You know, for instance, the last town I lived in Texas, a small little town called La Mesa, Texas. And it was small, about 9,500 people. I was a customer service manager. So, all the cashiers, baggers and service center clerks, I was their direct supervisor. So, and I remember I got promoted to this store from a larger store, and this was the first store I worked at that high school kids were complaining about their hours.
What were they complaining? What were they saying?
Usually high school kids during the school year only average, 12 to 20 hours a week. And I remember I scheduled this one checker who's in high school. I scheduled her like 14 hours. And it was my first week there at the store, and I remember her coming up to me, and she was like, "Hey, what's up with my hours?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "I usually get 19 or 20. I got bills to pay, you know." And I'm like, "Wow, that hit me, you know, because I'm not used to high school. I didn't have bills in high school, but you know that hit me. I'm like, wow, you know." And La Mesa. La Mesa, Texas is not a town with a lot of money flowing into it, unlike the towns surrounding it that are oil filled towns. But you know that really hit me that you know the high schoolers in that area, you know, they have more responsibility than the average high school kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's different depending on what kind of environment you're in. If you're in a low income, low poverty stricken area, obviously, you know, every dollar is more important there. So a lot of times, if you're that young kid, you got to work for it a little bit. Biggest expense though for anybody is going to be rent, and usually your parents take care of rent. I mean, even me as a 30-year-old, that's still my biggest expense.
Not all the time, man. I mean, you have to. You know, I saw the lowest of the low. I remember giving a ride home to one of my grocery clerks, man. And man, the home that he lived in, man, was just it looked ran down, and it was sad. I'm like, man, like I'm blessed. I didn't have to live like that, you know. And these kids. You know, and Texas is already conservative, and they don't see a lot of opportunity out there like we get to do. I mean, we live in Seattle where, you know, there's all types of opportunity, and they don't get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it sucks. You know, and sometimes to a lot of these kids, school comes second, and work comes first.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure, again, like I said, I'm sure there's those areas. That's definitely for sure. But I just, if you're 21 years old and you work for, if you're 21 years older and you work full time, you should be making at least $15 an hour. That's the baseline. That's the minimum you got to get by. For other people below there, I think we can make this argument for all those 21 plusers easier if we cut out a few of those other people. I'm just saying, I think it works in the whole scheme of things a little bit better. But it's a tough situation, though. I mean, inequality, I mean, yet rent is crazy. You know, it's hard for those people towards the bottom to even afford any kind of shit. And there's no rent controls in this city. I mean, you got studio apartments down in South Lake Union now that are renting 550 square foot apartment is renting for $1,600-$1,700, and it's a studio. You're renting a studio for basically what a mortgage would have been three years ago. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? You know, it's insane. But fuck, I forgot how we got here, to be honest.
Do you think there should be rent control in Seattle?
See, that's just one of those things. You start telling people
what to do,
it just starts getting abused at some point, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's fucking tough, man. It's tough. It's tough in a city where, you know, a lot of people want to come here, and they're building a lot of shit, it seems like, still. They have been for a while, but the fucking, you just can't find anywhere for less than $1,000 anymore, you know? It's almost impossible. It's like, that used to be a mortgage payment a while ago, but just can't get that anymore. This town's blowing up.
I saw an article about a penthouse being rented for $9,500 a month.
$9,500 a month. Let that sink in.
Rented.
$9,500 a month.
That's two healthy mortgage payments.
Yes.
Two.
Maybe three.
Depending on how you want to dice them up. Yes. Yeah. No kidding. God, that's insane. That's insane. Yeah, the city. That's one of those things. You know, you get the good growth, and you got some good jobs. There's definitely some people making some good money, but not as many as we probably could use. But what are you gonna do? You know, it's the way things go.
I agree. You know, and I agree. Everyone wants to move to Seattle. I mean, and what I've learned here is that the majority of the people that live in Seattle aren't from here. They're not born. They weren't born and raised here. They're from someone else. They're from somewhere else. For instance, like me, I was born in Atlanta, raised in Texas, lived in Texas for 18 years, and I moved here a few months ago. And you know, Seattle's a very attractive city. A lot of open-minded people. Lots of stuff to do. You know, and I guess they know that it's such an attractive city. We're technically in the West Coast already, where it's already expensive to live anyway. So I guess people are like, hey, why not? Let's jack up the fucking rent.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're on the West Coast, like you said, but we're definitely in a sweet spot here. You know, you got the fucking Southern California, worst drought in fucking forever. Who fucking knows? It's been so goddamn long. Lakes drying up, rivers going away. I mean, it's insane down there, you know. And then up here, we're still not experiencing it yet. You know, we're actually in the sweet spot. As anybody who's from the city and was here this weekend knows, it gets pretty shitty sometimes. All right, it was fucking coming down all weekend long. We had a little bit of breaks, luckily, around trick or treating hour, so that was good. We didn't get completely nailed. But, you know, we're not dealing with those issues just quite yet. I mean, who knows? In California, maybe it's not going to rain in Southern California anymore. Maybe that's just the way things are going to be, you know?
I hope not. I hope it does get some rain.
There's deserts growing all over the world, and maybe one of those is in California. But we're going to get that migration. I'm telling you, when people realize that it's a fucking shit show down there and everybody's just willing to fucking go at each other's throats if they had to, we're going to get to see a huge migration up north here, because we're going to be in a sweet spot for a little while. You know, it's going to heat up here, but we've been a little chilly for a while, so we can almost use a couple cranks up on the knob, you know, just like one or two, maybe three more, and then it's going to be fucking hot as shit, and we're all going to burn.
This summer, don't you think? When it was hitting 90 someday,
it was warm. It was definitely. It's been the last couple of years have definitely been warm. You know, I mean, again, you can't make your final conclusion from a couple of fucking reports. You know, and if you're Fox News, you can never make a final conclusion on global warming, because 3% of scientists are still holding out. They're still holding out, folks. There's still a chance that this is a lie perpetrated by the left wing and the liberals to fucking fight business. 3% still. There's a chance. But we're getting some snow though, actually, which is good.
Stevens got
dusting. I mean, it's already November. You'd like to see a little more before now, but we fucking need it. You know, I don't care if you don't like snowboarding. I don't care if you don't like skiing. I don't care if all you do is you drive from here to Spokane all year long and snow in the pass is your worst nightmare. We fucking need this shit, people. All right, we had nothing before this, so we got to build this shit up. Get the fucking snowboarding going.
Like we mentioned earlier, Seattle weather is back. It's been raining for how long now?
We got douched all weekend long. I mean, yes. It's been a whole it's been a clear blackout all the way through. But like I said, this weather keeps you honest. You go outside, you wear your fucking jacket, pal. Otherwise, you're going to get in a situation that you're not going to be happy about.
I agree.
So bring that fucking jacket, and hey, you're going to get a little wet, but you know what? You're going to survive. and your hair will be okay at some point here, so don't worry about
it. Even my hair?
Well, luckily you got
I'm bald, ladies and gentlemen,
the ergonomic look going over there. Very, yeah. It's designed in the wind tunnel, so we've tested it many a times, folks.
Holy shit!
But God, I want to go back to that Hawks game though. You know, like I was saying earlier, these guys. It's been a common formula for us to start the season a little light. Happened last year, happened the year before, and put it on strong. And I got to tell you guys, we got two road wins in a row. And if we can just get any fucking offense going, all right, these guys are going to be unbeatable. They're going to be unbeatable. We're going to beat the Cardinals. We're going to beat some other tough teams. We're going to slide into the playoffs. That's all we got to do. And you know what? Maybe we're going to have to beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field. You know, maybe it's going to come down to that. We beat them at home. We're going to have to prove ourselves that maybe we can beat them there too. And that's going to say who the real team is.
I think the blueprint for beating Green Bay was laid tonight by Denver. Holy shit. I have never seen Rodgers get shut down so bad since his prime started. Holy. I think he only threw for like 55 yards.
Did the Broncos win that game?
Yes, the Broncos won 29-10.
Oh man, nice. Wow, Peyton still getting it done.
No, it wasn't really Peyton. It was the running game, cuz the Packers rush defense is not good.
Yeah. That's definitely one of
their
weaknesses.
They made Ronnie Hillman and CJ Anderson look like Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, well, and you know what? If we're going to be playing at Lambeau Field in January, you best believe we're going to be handing the fucking ball to good old number 24, the Lynch Mob himself, all right? You better believe he's going to be getting some carries. And if these guys got a weak run defense, this guy's proven that he can fucking run over just about anybody out there you throw at him, all right? I don't know how many hard hits this guy has taken in the last 3 years, but he's going to have the walker pretty soon. He's going to have the walker with the tennis balls on it with the way this guy's taking shots. I mean, 5 years, 6 years. So good for him. He's getting paid finally, but he'll get it done when it comes to playoff time. We just got to slide in there. You know, we just got to sneak in. That's all we got to do. And then get hot. Look at fucking Eli Manning. That guy is borderline autistic and he's won two Super Bowls. I mean, you just got to give yourself a chance. Just be in there and give yourself a chance to win a game.
Eli Manning looks like he has Down syndrome.
guy,
I'm going to hell.
You know, he's definitely not the most handsome of the Mannings, that's for sure. But, I mean, that Archie's pretty good-looking guy there. He's a pretty good-looking guy. But, no, it was a good game from the Hawks. They're back in it, like I said. You know, all you fucking bandwagoners who jumped off. I know you did. You know who you are, you piece of shit. You know, if you fucking, it's time to get back on. All right, it's not over yet, and we got a lot of season left, and they'll stick it up. Old Pete'll keep getting the job done.
How do you think the Seahawks will spend their bye week? Hopefully, not driving.
Well, like I said, Marshawn's gonna be taking a lot of ice baths. That's for fucking sure. Yeah, hopefully not driving. Fred Jackson.
Good God.
Oh, no, we weren't racing. All right, you didn't need to say it three times, Fred. We got you the first time. You guys weren't racing, all right, in those $200,000 cars of yours. Yeah, no, you were just driving on the speed limit, I'm sure. You just kind of lost control there. The 550 horsepower got away from you a little bit. Jeez, but well, hey, good weekend, man. Halloween weekend. Hope you guys are safe out there. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. We're going to keep it going here. Hopefully we're tightening it up. Keep reaching out to us if you can. You know, we want to hear what you guys have to say, and we appreciate you guys.
Follow us on Facebook, in Earful and Emerald City. Follow us on Twitter, Earful and E City.
You can see how depressing my love life is. We're documenting it as we speak, and let me tell you, people, it's a sad story. It's a sad story.
Yes, please find... Iceberg Slim 4, right?
Yeah.
Find him on Plenty of Fish. And like we said on the last show, if you're listening and if you find him on POF, you go on a date with him, we will bring you on the show.
I'll be on my best behavior.
We will bring you on the show and you can talk about how the date went. Okay? So please go out with this bum ass over here. Please. Please go out with him, but seriously, follow us on Facebook in Earful and Emerald City. You can interact with us. We ask questions all the time. We read the best answers on Facebook and on Twitter.
I'm Slim. He's Shoddy. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate you listening, motherfuckers.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on an Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.